pride you take in Jacoby Jones being named Coach of the Year?
The entire special teams core really feels a lot of pride in Jacoby going to the Pro Bowl, because Jacoby feels a lot of pride in the efforts of his blockers. And he expressed that, I know, to our guys. I know he expressed that publicly, too, that they understand that it's a team effort and it takes all of those guys to get that one player to the Pro Bowl. And so the whole crew is very happy for Jacoby.
Do you think Justin had a pretty good chance?
I really don't know how the whole voting goes. I don't see the tallies or anything like that, but I think Justin's had a tremendous year. And it's only his first year. I think the guy that made it has long been deserving of a Pro Bowl berth. Phil Dawson's been a great kicker in this league for a long time. And the fact that this is his first time in the Pro Bowl, I think Justin understands that it's not an easy honor to get. And he keeps performing like he has been performing. Justin will be in Pro Bowls down the road. The good news is Justin understands he's in the playoffs. And he's in the AFC champions locker room. And so that's always a good thing.
Is this what you envisioned for Jacoby when the team first signed him?
Every player we bring in here, we aspire for great things. And we've seen Jacoby score a lot of touchdowns watching the tape of Houston. And so you look at that and you see how explosive he can be. And after he got here, I was really excited to work with him, because I saw the explosive returns that he's put on tape over the years. When he arrived here, I was even more excited because I learned what kind of person he was, because he wants to get better, he wants to work hard, and he wants to have great relationships with his teammates, and he supports his teammates. And that relationship that group has with Jacoby is, I think, one of the reasons why they've had success together.
Jared, can you talk about Courtney's role with you a little bit now? It's interesting, he's doing this little double duty thing, and he's playing a lot more defensively and getting good work out of him, special teams.
Right. Yeah, Courtney had a real fine game on kickoff coverage. He's also this last weekend, and he's also playing left guard for us on the punt team. The guard position on punt team is one that's largely overlooked, but it's really one of the tougher positions on special teams to play. And Courtney worked his way into that spot. Now, we've had other guys who have been suffering some injuries that weren't able to play, that Courtney's opportunity came. And he's done a real good job, and I credit him for all the practice work that he put in through training camp and through the season and scout team reps, to the point where we can entrust him with that position, because there's a lot that goes with that. And then a kickoff coverage, he went down there like a linebacker and played like a linebacker, and he had a couple of real good tackles, and it was exciting to see. And he's embraced it, too. That's what's real fun to work with. He's embraced the opportunity. He's not a guy that's looking forward to being removed from it when everyone else is back and on the roster and healthy. He wants to continue to do it, and that's really a positive sign.
What did you think of Adrian Hamilton, his play on special teams?
He got off to a good start. The first kickoff cover, he went down there and made the tackle. I said, well, didn't have to do much for that. You still have a good start. We'll just keep doing that. And then later on, he made another tackle. So it was a good start for him. He knows he's got a lot to learn. There's other things that he needs to do to expand his role on special teams. And so that's what we're working on this week. But it was also a very good start for him. He ran hard, he was physical, and those are the first two things that we needed him to do, and he provided that for us.
All right.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks, Jared.